This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the Prophet ﷺ began to receive revelation, Jibreel was visiting him regularly. He was receiving revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then all of a sudden there was a time period in which the revelation was interrupted. Jibreel was no longer visiting the Prophet ﷺ, and he was no longer receiving verses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this time period, our Prophet ﷺ felt upset by this fact that he was no longer receiving revelation. There were no longer verses coming to him. And he felt incredibly worried that perhaps he had done something to earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this occurred, some of Quraysh heard about it and they began insulting our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, making fun of him. One woman even said to our Prophet, "Why is it that I see that your shaitan has abandoned you?" Subhanallah, by shaitan, she's referring sarcastically to Jibreel alayhi salam, saying, "Why is it that he has abandoned you?" And this caused our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was feeling grief and sadness, to feel even more grief and even more sadness, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet was already feeling worried that the revelation had been stopped or paused, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, you know, started to hate our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that he had abandoned him. These feelings were coming in the heart of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so Allah azza wa jal responded and he sent down these verses.
وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى.
Of course, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was feeling this abandonment at the interruption of revelation. But the scholars say that Allah azza wa jalla interrupted the revelation to allow our Prophet, or to give our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, time to recover, because the revelation the Prophet received was exhausting. It was emotionally exhausting and physically exhausting. So Allah suspended the revelation for a time period to allow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to regain his strength, and also to increase the feeling in our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he would crave and desire to have more revelation, to have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times in our lives has Allah azza wa jal withheld something that we wanted, and yet Allah was withholding it for a reason or for a purpose that was in our benefit? And so we shouldn't feel grief when things are withheld from us. We should realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding it out for something that is better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing something even greater in our eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by saying, وَالضُّحَى, by the morning sunshine. And later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to our Prophet, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Didn't he find you as an orphan and he sheltered you? Didn't he find you lost and he guided you? Didn't he find you in need and he supported you and took care of you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is speaking to our Prophet, but he's speaking to each and every one of us. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of you? Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you? Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support you throughout your life? When you think back about the blessings of Allah azza wa jal, you can feel this feeling of contentment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does care about you, and He has not abandoned you, and He does not hate you, and rather Allah azza wa jalla loves you and is constantly guiding you and trying to bring you towards the truth and towards goodness.